Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Sultana Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering about my learnings from the Bhagavad Gita. I went to the ISKCON temple in Mahalakshmi with my friend. I usually don't mind going to religious places as I have been to temples, mosques and obviously churches. As my friend and I journeyed to the top of the temple and made the darshana to the Lord Krishna, we sat in the temple hall and at peace with people singing the mantras. After this peaceful experience, we began to go down the temple when my eyes fell on the Bhagavad Gita. I read the Bible every day and reflect on it, so I didn't mind purchasing the Bhagavad Gita. Since I bought the Bhagavad Gita, I read it every day before going to sleep, and these are the teachings that I learned from it. Do note, I am still reading it. The Bhagavad Gita is about Krishna consciousness on how we need to give up the material temptations and be in a transcendental relationship with God. There are many instances where Krishna tells Arjuna on the holy battlefield of Kurukshetra to give up his material senses for the battle, as Arjuna was struggling to go to battle with his own kin. As I started to read more of the contents, I got an understanding more about the soul rather than the physical body. There are verses which define that the body is changing every moment by the action and reactions of different cells in the body, and thus growth and old age are taking place in the body. But the spirit soul exists permanently, remaining the same despite all the changes in the body and the mind. I have read that you are not your body and mind in one of the books of Gaur Gopal Das called Energize Your Mind. He also states, we are not our thoughts, we are not our mind, but we are something unique which we have to discover. Getting to know this helps you deal with your inner noise and puts you in control of your thoughts, which in turn helps you control your life. I know some of the information is going a bit way above your head, or maybe you are in sync with it. Let's further dive in about how you are not your activity that you do. For example, the fact that I am creating this podcast doesn't mean that I am only a podcaster, but I am playing a role of a podcaster in this materialistic world to maintain my needs. Similarly, Krishna tells, you have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to its fruits of action. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the results of your activity, and never be attached to not doing your duty. Any attachment, positive or negative, is the cause of bondage. Inaction is sinful. Therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna to fight as a matter of duty to attain the path of salvation. The important lesson which I learned is to be detached from our emotions, which have a strong hold in our life. The verse from the Bhagavad Gita goes like this. One who is not disturbed in spite of threefold miseries, who is not elated when there is happiness, and who is free from attachment, fear and anger, is called sage of the steady mind. The word muni or sage means one who can agitate his mind in various ways for mental speculation about coming to a factual conclusion. When the Muni is in Krishna consciousness, he is not at all disturbed with the onslaughts of threefold miseries, for he accepts all miseries as the mercy of the Lord, thinking himself only worthy of more trouble due to his past misdeeds. And he sees that his miseries, by the grace of the Lord, are minimized to the lowest. Similarly, when he is happy, he gives credit to the Lord, thinking himself unworthy of the happiness. He realizes that it is due to only the Lord's grace that he is in such comfortable condition and able to render better service to the Lord. Attachment means accepting things for one's own sense gratification. For example, you want to have 10,000 followers on Instagram. It is a sense gratification because it does not provide any value to another person's life, but just to fulfill your senses or illusion to be famous in the social media world. This is how you get trapped in the illusion of making content that you don't like and try to impress others by not being yourself. As this progresses, you come to a state of burnout and try shortcuts. By hook or crook, you achieve 10,000 followers. When you reach there, you don't feel really content because it was first of all not your goal, but a goal which you made by the noises of the social media that if you achieve 10,000 followers, you become a social media celebrity. Likewise, there are other illusions that are placed in your mind, which you are subconsciously working on. You need to discover yourself and understand what you truly love. Work towards it without any expectations and be in line with your goals through the Lord. Similarly, detachment is the absence of such sensual attachment. But one fixed in Krishna consciousness has neither attachment nor detachment because his life is dedicated to the service of the Lord. Consequently, he is not at all angry when his attempts are unsuccessful. A Krishna conscious person is always steady in his determination. I remember an incident in my life where just after graduating from engineering, I had got a great placement opportunity for a MNC company. I just started pursuing my higher studies during the same time, due to which I had to reject the offer of the placement and focus on my studies. Till date, with whom I share this, tell me that I should have selected the placement offer rather than the higher studies. But inside, I am content with continuing my studies because I got experience more about life and traveled many places during my internships, met and learned from people and experiences which would not have been possible in that work. And most importantly, I wouldn't have created a podcast show to share you about this experience. Always remember, you do not know what the outcome would be for the unselected option. Hence, quit worrying about it. But how can we implement this understanding to our lives? For every problem that I face or every success that I get, instantaneously my mind goes to the sense gratification mode because we have been taught about it since childhood. Now, I am practicing to give credit to the God for the gifts He sends and ask Him to give me strength to face the challenges of life. That is what transcendental relationship with God means to me. I had this logic that I am capable of doing everything all by myself. Later I discovered through the Lord I can do many great things, and in order to achieve, I have to go through His tests. Whenever you get caught up in life, just look up at the sky and thank Him for the gifts He has sent to you and be grateful to them. I'm sure you got value from this episode about my learnings from the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast. And don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.